Hookers in revolt. So, much as a lot of our early movies, there are two versions of this. We're doing the original version. I think the version on DVD is the second version, which basically has like more cutaways, because we didn't just shoot, I don't think we shot any cutaways. This is another one of those movies where it's just all interiors, mostly in our apartment, not a lot of cutaways, establishing shots or outdoor scenes. So I tried to compensate for that with the other version. And also, this being based on Animal Farm, I think I extended the end credits to match up the Animal Farm character with the movie character, just to give people context. And I think that all that accounted to be about 6 or 7 minutes, and that's the main difference between the two versions. But again, this is the original version.
Starting looking at all those old print classifieds, stuff you'll see that anymore.
No.
That was a big thing back in the day, is classified ads back in newspapers. And, the further you go in the back of the newspaper, you start seeing like ads for escorts and porno tapes and stuff like that.
Yeah, now those girls are Instagram models.
They're OnlyFans.
Hey, I have an OnlyFans. Where you can find this movie and many others. Oh, this scene. Oh, God. This scene. So I don't know how to smoke a cigar at all. And I was just inhaling this shit. This is like one of my first acting scenes. Oh, man. We spent like hours on this scene. I had like 3 lines.
It took a lot to get you to act in this movie, but I'm like, dude, we need like somebody you can count on who's not gonna give us a hard time. It took a lot of convincing to get you in there.
Yeah.
You're skating on thin ice, Simmons. You better watch who you're talking.
This was Walter's last movie, right?
This is a lot of people's last movie. This was a transition movie for us in a lot of ways. Because it started off myself as being the lead actor and us doing linear movies with mainly me as the protagonist. And after this, we started doing HD movies. This was the first movie with our new camera, but we didn't shoot it in HD yet because the technology was very new at the time. And we were talking about like staples of our, as far as in front of the camera, Illa, Walter, Jeff Roches, a lot of people we worked with ended with this movie. And we just brought in a whole new group of actors that became staples for our next 4 films. Carlito wasn't in this. I think if he was around, we would have put him in there.
Sure.
But he was someone we worked with a lot, but he didn't make it this far.
So how long was it in between this and then the next round of movies, Trade-Off? Just for my own.
I don't know. Again, those release forms are by your feet, but I would say at least 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
I would say at least 2. Yeah, I remember this day.
I do too.
So much back and forth over a stupid topless scene. And we were like, all right, we'll shoot it both ways. Topless. Topless and shirt on.
Yeah.
And I was being genuine with, because I'm like, I don't care. I mean, ultimately it's my call anyway. I don't mind like acquiescing and shooting it both ways. Then when I looked at the footage, the topless scene kind of zoomed in on her tits, which is a scene we're watching now.
Right.
And then the take where she kept the top on, it was just all on her crotch. Like, what is my cameraman doing going rogue on me?
We didn't even bother. We already have the take we wanted. What am I shooting this shit for? That's how I'm seeing it. Do I even need to hold the camera?
Do I even need to hit record? But did she audition? I think maybe she auditioned by phone. I don't remember if she showed up prior to this.
She just showed up that day.
Yeah, I think we just spoke on the phone and then she showed up that day and we shot that day. And that was it as far as the shooting. And then unfortunately she remained in my life for a very long time after that, mailing me a Bible. I'm an atheist. I find that very offensive.
She's our favorite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is so Grotesque was supposed to play one of the pimps. I think he was supposed to play Illa's role, but out of falling out with Jeff, and this ended up being his last movie. And we didn't show his face in here because he was supposed to end up playing two characters. This was just supposed to be just a throwaway scene where we just needed an extra guy. It ended up being the full part of his role because we had to send him home. I mean, he annoyed the hell out of me, but the reason like I always kept him around is because one, he was a good actor and that superseded everything. But I just viewed him like, hey, he's different.
Yeah.
You know, and I was okay with that because like the guy we saw earlier, Walter, is not an actor. He was my friend and he was in a bunch of movies and he was different. And I was like, I stayed friends with him because it's like, hey, it's friendship. I'm okay with like keeping being quirky. The only reason I didn't fuck with him anymore is because like I felt betrayed by Jeff and that the girls were acting up and acting all crazy. And instead of helping me, he was like making the situation worse. I'm like, if I can't turn my back and trust you, what are you doing here? You know?
I didn't even know that was going on at the time. It was like, I just thought like, you know, he used to camp out at your house a lot and thought everything was cool. And then suddenly, you and him just had some kind of disagreement and you were like, you're just done with it. Like, what the hell just happened?
When I'm done with somebody, I'm done with
them. Yes. I'm done. I know that for sure.
So it's just, yeah, because, so this was a situation where we had a lot of actors in the same place, same time. And while we were shooting some scenes, these girls were just up there comparing notes. Well, what are you doing? Because some girls, again, this was just a big cast. So it's like some girls had a lot of dialogue. Some girls had no dialogue. Some girls were extras. Some girls were leads. Some girls did no nudity. Some girls did full nudity. Some girls did love scenes. Some girls didn't do love scenes. Some girls were top, et cetera. But they're all upstairs comparing notes and saying, well, you're doing this? I'm not doing that. Are you doing that? And instead of like helping out, keeping me in the loop, anything, I just felt he was making the situation worse. And it's like, what are we doing at this point, you know? And it really hurt him because, I mean, this was like me really pushing myself reluctantly to be in this movie. He would have been the lead in a lot of the movies after this. Some of the sophomore movies too. Like it would have been fun for him.
I know you enjoyed that.
Man, I was just so nervous. I didn't even know what was going on. This is the only time I was like super nervous on set in front of the camera. After this, it was pretty much fun. Oh man. But Billy, he was just all about grabbing tits. I didn't even notice because I was like, he's gonna grab the tits right here. I think he grabs the tits of almost every girl he's ever seen with. I didn't notice till I was editing the movie.
Yeah.
Because I was just so like worried about my on screen performance.
Just told him to be hit. I just told him to be very hands on.
I never heard that note.
So this scene right here was a scene from Out for Justice and Steven Seagal.
Oh, really?
When they were in the pool room, mm-hmm. and one of these mafia guys just went off on the other guy, like, and then they just pulled him off. Very random.
I was more so thinking of the scene in Across 110th Street.
That too.
Yeah, where he just went off. He's like, "What are you doing? I'm interrogating him." He's like, "I don't see him talking now." He almost said the exact same line in that movie. So, this was another girl. So the day Grimond and Javon showed up, I think they were the second wave of girls we shot with, not part of the original cast. And they were super fucking hot. It was just like, we really hit the jackpot with that second wave. I almost wish we had more scenes to give them. But considering how long they were on set, we really extended their parts to like, they feel fully integrated into the movie.
King James ain't got nothing on me.
got you as his bottom bitch. I'll take you to the top of the world with this pimpin'.
We love that line.
You fucking with a real motherfucking pimp.
Yeah, you know what?
We were watching a lot of those tapes at the time.
I know. Just borrowing from everyone here.
Well, I'm going to sweat you till I get you home. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, King James ain't nothing but a motherfucking car thief. A nickel and dime hustler. You think what I'm saying, bitch?
You needed more fake jewelry and shit like that in hindsight.
Bow down to a real motherfucking pimp.
Should have went to Chinatown and got like gold chains and fake Gucci belts.
He was a broke ass. He didn't have shit going for him. No. He was a bum.
Yeah, we didn't do much locations at all. I think all of our exteriors were just that park. School park by my house.
Right.
I think that's where all of our series was. This is where this was too. This is decent lighting considering it was really late at night.
Yeah, we used to always go out there after we did a lot of interiors, and I was just exhausted. I always remember those schoolyard scenes. It's like, oh, I'm not this place again.
Yeah,
I'm just being fucking tired. That was my recollection of these. No, I don't remember shooting this.
They don't live that long.
Yeah.
The way I look at it, I'm far from this shit. It's wasting the night. I'm
Who was the one on the left?
Dinah Carter, I think, or something. She was the one that when all the drama happened. She was the one that like was a real headache. And we had to go back to her place for something. I forgot what it was to get her to come back. And she even admitted the only reason she came back was she forgot her boots. Because she was going to dip in the movie and just not come back. So much drama in that living room that led to a lot of shit, including the fallout of Jeff.
No, this is Park Slope or the Bronx.
No, this is definitely Brooklyn.
Looks like Hunts Point.
I'm not sure where, but we didn't go that far. Are you
sure it's Brooklyn?
I think so. I don't remember us driving that far. You don't think so? I remember that night I had a toothache, so like my mind was just completely warped.
I think this is the South Bronx. Mm.
Well, you were driving to see with no, but I don't think I remember driving that far. This is our most action-y movie by far.
Who was in the trunk holding that camera?
I don't know. Kevin? I don't think G-Lo was there. Really? I don't remember J-Lo being a part of this. Yeah. That was the extent of our crew. You, me, Ella, J-Lo, and Kevin.
I don't know if Kevin was around. He could have been.
I don't know either. But I'm just trying to think of who it could be. That's the extent of our crew.
Yeah.
And if Ella and myself were in front of the camera and you were driving, then who was holding it?
Good question.
I think we forgot the cuffs this day. I think he's just holding his own hands behind his back. I'm not sure.
Text that ass. Text my ass.
I think this is the South Bronx. I could be wrong. Like, he does not look like anyone in Brooklyn that I know. Because I figured, like, with all the pimp movies that we watched, like Hookers at the Point and all that kind of shit, we probably would have. We did. I know for sure we did shoot some stuff in the South Bronx.
In hindsight, like, I really should have played the Illa character. It more lines up with the characters I go on to play in the future. Has she done anything besides drugs in all of her scenes so far? She's either doing drugs or buying drugs. Hot chicks doing drugs, man. What's wrong with that?
No real reason. She's topless while she's doing
I think she's fully naked in this scene.
Oh, good.
It's just that, like, it's a really small. This was the closet with the gas chamber from House of the Damned. This is a really small closet. This is like a suicidal scene.
This
is Chu.
Oh, I like her, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a cool chick. What movie was she? She was in one of our movies, right?
She was in Scumbag.
Okay.
Yeah. We had good chemistry in Scumbag. We were ad-libbing back and forth. People, reviewers remarked, man, you guys have good chemistry.
Yeah,
she was good. Yeah, she did the music for this, and she was in Scumbag. I think that was the extent of it.
What the fuck is the point?
But, yeah, all the music for this movie is either Chu or Illa.
In the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere,
yeah.
Talk about how fucked up things are.
So the basis of this meeting was based off of what's that, the Warriors, where the gangs met up.
Oh yeah.
And they had the big speech, and then the person who did the speech was killed. So it's a combination of that and then Animal Farm was the whole basis of the script. And the catalyst was, I think you were doing a lot of modeling stuff at the time, and it was like, hey, let's incorporate a lot of the models we use. Incorporate Model Mayhem and stuff like that to cast this movie into. Yeah, but I don't know how many of your actual models ended up making this.
Not many.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
But the intention was like we would flood it with like all of those hot models that you were shooting with. And even the ones that made it weren't necessarily the ones that was the inspiration for it. Like some of the really, like the dime pieces was the reason I was like, yo, let's do this.
And like I always said, you know, like a lot of chicks who do like modeling, when you try to get them to do film, they have some hesitancy. It's a weird thing.
You know what? I'm wrong. It was the models that you used, but I didn't use Model Mayhem. I used NY Casting. So it was your model plus NY Casting. I don't think I cast them on Model Mayhem at this point.
No, I don't think
you
did. You weren't there. That was
I think we just went through your portfolio of models.
Yeah.
And then I went through NY Casting and we combined that.
That was a weird naked show. Still beating us, dude. Now we're definitely back in Brooklyn.
Yes, this is the park. We actually got the cops called on us here.
So why the hell do we keep beating this dude? He's taking an ass kicking.
This would have made more sense if it was Jeff who it was written for, because Jeff would have played him like a guy who deserves to get beat down. I think I envisioned, who's that guy that was in Starsky and Hutch, that black guy? He was also in.
I know who you talk. I don't know the name. I don't know who you're
talking
about.
He was also in Across 110th Street.
Right.
And he'd always play this character like.
Dude, he was like Doodlebug in one of those movies.
Yeah, he was also in.
Anthony Vargas.
Coffee, I think, or
yeah.
Foxy Brown, one of those.
Coffee.
Yeah. And he would. I'm so mad at myself for holding the bent part of the plastic bat towards the camera. It looks so fake. But But yeah, that was my inspiration. I think Jeff would have played him really well too.
I'm gonna give him the bat. Excessive.
Yeah, I think if Jeff played him, he would have been perfect, man. Because he would have played him like that character, like the idiot character he plays in like all the movies. You know, Lust for Vengeance and They Almost Die. But yeah, that character would have been perfect.
They say what we do is the oldest profession in the world.
Yes.
The
world do you want to them? Enough.
But this girl ended up being a headache.
And it is time for a change.
And the weird part is it's your own fault. Because I think the reason she was upset is that she was wearing that little tiny dress with no panties. And when her death scene happens, I think you see like up her skirt. But one, it was super dark and we weren't trying to do that. I didn't tell her to wear that. I didn't give her any wardrobe mandates. She chose to wear that tiny skirt and no panties. And then she just got mad at me and wanted like everything deleted and wanted to be out the movie. I'm like, I'm not redoing this movie, girl. You know?
Turning tricks and
dirty alleyways
and
cheap. This is a long scene, right?
I think so, yeah.
Not even for an animal. We deserve better. And if we want to receive.
And the weird part is, before she saw the footage, she was really cool.
Yeah.
Like, she called me a few times afterwards. I'm like, yeah, like, she was almost like on a friendship tip, not just like trying to solicit more work.
Right.
everything seemed cool. Then she saw the footage and she saw she didn't wear any panties and got in her feelings.
The footage changes everything.
Yeah.
And
what's looking to your character's
doing drugs?
This movie is so debaucherous, man.
It's just pervasive at this point.
Yeah.
Everybody's hot.
This is really the culmination of everything we were doing to this point.
It was.
A lot of hot chicks starting to transition to like the wild sex scenes. All the drugs. This is really the peak of this era of films. I think you're right in a way. Like, I don't know why we specifically went to drama, but after this, we did everything we could with these type of movies on this production level.
This had all the elements of exploitation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to get those extras, basically what I did was I held a casting at my apartment. I was like, yeah, you guys are casting for the lead roles, but I just wanted them to show up so we could have extras. And that's the only reason we even had anyone there. And they weren't even there the same day. We shot a saw scene with no one there. And we just had the girls show up to the park and just start clapping. So Osas and the girls were two separate days. It's a nice little bit of cinematography. We didn't really take too much time to get creative, but all the stuff with him looking through the garbage and all that stuff is pretty well shot the way she's there too. I don't know if it was an accident or purpose, but it's good work all right. I didn't like the way subtly Khalil comes up and kills her from behind. Yeah, that shot.
Winds change.
I mean, you wouldn't even know if you didn't know, you know. Look at a roast beef show.
Justice will be served.
And again, this is another situation. All these scenes with the speeches, it's just different days with a bunch of different people. Just close up of white walls. You know, it's like, because Javon and Melissa was not with the main cast.
Don't her. I'm like, she wasn't there for this.
No.
She was out of there right after that topless scene.
No. Yeah. So the main girls in the first cast was Olivia Nefra, right here. The main girls in the second group was Grimond and Javon. And then there's a third group with all the extras. Mm-hmm. So I just cut them all together.
I'll step up, form a line, put your money in the front chest.
I like her eyes.
She's a cartoon character.
She really is. Look at her. Oh, we used to be up and down these stairs so much.
So many movies.
Look, there he is.
What's he doing? I'm gonna feel he's gonna get beat down again.
Again, if his character was in our later film, he would have been getting laid left and right too.
That's true.
What's the real difference between him and Ace, honestly?
Exactly.
I know this because I'm a motherfucking cheat. All you gotta do is suck my dick and suck it good. I might let you start home with me again.
That does sound like a line for Jeff. Jeff could say that.
Jeff would have played it so differently too.
Yeah.
It's really a shame because it was a part that was well suited for him.
Who's the bitch now, nigga? It's hard to believe he's let this piece of shit smack us around and take all our money.
So there was no one we worked with after this, right?
What?
There was no one we worked with after this.
In this movie?
Yeah.
I don't think so, bro.
Yeah.
Was Ill in any of our later movies?
No.
That he wasn't there?
Yeah, I think this was a complete clean slate.
Yeah, probably.
Not only did we not work with anyone after this, But anyone we worked with before this, we didn't work with again after two.
Maybe Buddy Love made it over.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, Buddy Love made it to Mandingo.
Yeah, I think he was in the past maybe two.
Yeah, yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, so this was a clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
I think after this, it just became more digital casting and just a whole different need for people.
Yeah. It's a shame too, man. Nefer was in the fold for a long time. I would have loved to have a love scene with her.
Yeah.
And she was willing to do like anything. Like we just didn't have parts for her.
Yeah. By the time we got to the next round of films, you know,
she didn't want to do nudity anymore.
Yeah, a lot of people had aged out.
Yeah.
They just weren't going after acting roles anymore. So
yeah.
We couldn't use them even if we wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah, Nefer was in the hold for a long time, and the only one that did a love scene with her was Walter. That's misconduct, man.
I know.
That is just horrible misconduct.
Definitely.
Not even Jeff or Edgar.
No.
Man.
Nobody got any of that.
Waleed.
Yeah.
Waleed, Jeff, Edgar, Carlito. Even if it wasn't me, like one of those guys should have done a love scene there.
If she was around 3 or 4 years later, we would have put her on the carousel.
Yeah, I mean that's our bad though. Like she was in the fold for years.
Mm-hmm.
Walter should have not been the only one that did a love scene with her. And before she decided she didn't want to do nudity, she was open to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know. This was a girl who ended up being in a lot of trouble. She was just an extra. She didn't have any dialogue. And she ended up being just a loudmouth that like really like instigated a lot of shit. It's like as quiet as she is in front of the camera, she was just loud behind the camera.
She wasn't there for that long either.
No, I just sent her home. I sent her home before I sent Jeff home. I'm like, you're meaningless to this movie. Like, go home. And she was taking a hard time leaving. She's like, yeah, well, everyone else is coming with me type attitude. As like as pissed off as everyone was, like no one left with her.
Questions? Let's not ask them any motherfucking questions.
I think what the thing about this movie too was like with all the drama we had on set, we realized in the future we can't do this kind of shit again.
Yeah.
Just bringing too many people together, different personalities and shit like that. It's like we don't want a movie to fall apart before then.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We can have to compromise so much. That's where we started shooting more linear.
Yeah. Yeah, looking back at this movie, Dinah was pretty hot too. Like,
yeah.
Damn, she had some hips and thighs.
I know.
There were some bangers in this movie, man.
She didn't want to do any movie.
No. She was showing some tits, but you told her, like, hey, tie up your shirt. I'm like, why is this guy telling her to tie up her shirt? She had a see-through rubber bra on.
Mm.
And we're seeing her nipples. But yeah, man, she was pretty hot.
We've seen this scene before. We've seen this before.
Yeah.
Ace Jackson.
Partially right. Stop making sense, nigga.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the split screen aspect.
No.
There was some rice and beef that went down there to listen to her. In fact, she was just in the station trying to find out.
I think we were doing the Doris Wishman thing with Billy here.
Yeah.
Gemini.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He was reading off a script in my bedroom.
Is in a building full of fuzz?
That's why when he's talking, you're seeing the back of his head a lot. Because the dialogue was from a different, just pasted over. That's why his mouth is covered when you're seeing his face. And then you see the back of his head. I don't think he knew any of his lines.
It's an election year. Motherfucker has eyes for St. Paul. And he plans on cleaning the streets of scum like
you. It's a shame you have to learn from one of the worst filmmakers ever, but she taught us a lot.
I don't know if she's the worst.
One of them.
She had to do what she had to do.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes you worse. Just makes you you stuck in certain circumstances.
Pragmatic or whatever it makes you.
Personally.
In some ways, that's why it was good for us to educate ourselves with those people, because we ended up having a lot of the same resources, had to make the same decisions that they did at times.
Yeah. This guy has anger issues.
Just mad as fuck. I remember those scenes. I used to just like annoy the fuck out of you.
Yeah,
like,
you really tried like, to push me.
Like, you're not mad. What's wrong with you? See, in a recent movie, this would have been a threesome right here. She got a train run on. In a later move.
I don't need some hooker telling me how the streams work. I've been doing the beat for 4 years now, and don't sell so much as a crap rock or a Nickelback without cutting me in.
4 years from now, do you still want to be the same chump change, crooked cop shaking down petty criminals?
Good point.
The bitch makes sense.
Yeah. Let's do business. Is a deal to be cut.
This was the this is one of our rare movies where there's a lot of subplots going on.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of things to follow and a lot of fast moving action. It's like all these converging storylines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think the closest we came to this was maybe the trade-off where you had the different subplots, but it was just four people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people and a lot of subplots and a lot of action and
yeah. So, well, I mean, you really did want to make it like Animal Farm, and I think you kind of stuck close to it, as close to it as you could.
Yeah, yeah. Very little deviation.
This character is full of rage, hate. This character is very unlike all the other characters. Very unlike. Very opinionated. Whereas all the other characters that you play are just trying to survive the movie. Not dead.
Survive the movie, their relationships. Yeah. Just getting by, man. Yeah, I don't think I play a character like this ever again.
Okay. You got yourself some inside men on the tape, and you could have handpicked a better pair of stooges. Just one thing.
Yeah, I don't even think like my character was supposed to be that big of a character. It's just after I wrote Jeff out, like I had to extend the movie. And it's like when we change cast so much, I was the one thread. So my part became bigger.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I think if Jeff had not left, she would still be the main character. My part would have definitely been a lot smaller. And then the Gemini character's part would have been a lot bigger.
She's gonna need some more drugs after that. They all are.
No, that's the stairs to go down the basement. I mean, it could be anything. Yeah, I think we shot outside twice, maybe. This where we went out driving. This is part of the area where we did the chase scene, and the schoolyard park. And that's it. Maybe we shot in my backyard a little bit, but we didn't do much exterior. It was just like standing, talking speeches behind white walls.
Is the character dead finally?
No.
Oh man.
He should be, right? Too bad we didn't have a budget for like wounds and stuff. This is so the like the physical toll all these beatdowns had on him. Yeah, this is my first sex scene. Dude, I was so exhausted.
You exhausted?
I burnt myself out within like the first 5 minutes of this scene. Because she was such dead weight.
Yeah.
Like she was just, I was just like lifting her and moving her. It was just like.
It takes a lot of work.
When they're not cooperating, it just like, it takes your physical toll.
It's the mental side too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't
all the adrenaline just flushed out my system. Yeah, sure. Like a UFC fighter, like 30 seconds into a match, he's like, oh shit, I have 4.5 minutes in the first round to go.
You don't want nothing or nobody standing in your way. Women never think like that. Not even most men.
So we've gone pretty far in this movie without a sex scene. It's been a while.
Let's see. Yeah, it's been 35 minutes.
That's a long time for us.
Yeah. There's been nudity though, right?
There's been nudity. But yeah. No sex scene. That's a long time for us.
Yeah. We don't usually, in hindsight, it was a long time. Yeah.
We don't usually go that long.
Well, prior to this, it wasn't a long time, but after this, 35 minutes, well, that would be like half the movie.
Well, Lust for Vengeance, we got one in there like every 10, 15 minutes of scene.
Especially if you watch the second version, where we just threw in a bunch of, you know,
one-time thing.
Sex scenes that weren't even shot for the movie.
One time you're never going to forget.
So we were really trying to get to the point of that Lust for Vengeance scene with Wally here.
We were? I don't even know what we were aiming for.
Oh, I think we were. Mm-hmm. She looks repulsed. Head just turned the other way. Like, oh, let me just get this done.
I need more drugs to get through this.
He did not seem like she was excited about this. You used to think something. Yeah, I can see how a scene like this just drains you. Give me something.
It'll work with me. Even after the scene, she's like, wow, Sean, you had so much energy. I'm like, if you helped, maybe it wouldn't cost me so much energy.
Somebody had to.
Yeah.
Well, she moves.
I think that's all the movement she does.
Well, yeah, I mean, this was on the level of this is on the level of Lust for Vengeance, man. This was. Yeah, I mean, you brought it, man. You brought it.
Oh, man. It was exhausting.
I don't know why she's crying during this.
I don't know.
She should be loving it.
Yeah, this is definitely a condensed version. Wait, I remember like lifting her up and moving her around, and
the whole time
she was just like dead weight, like, you know.
She could have done
that. Yeah, yeah. But I remember after the scene, she's like, wow, that was really good. Yeah. I'm like, I know, it's like, come on, man. Give me something to work with next time.
You think she hated it by the way she's behaving.
Mm-hmm. I think it's maybe in character. I don't think she gave me any issues after this scene. She didn't like. She wasn't one of the ones that were like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. She was cool.
Yeah. Someone came in here last night.
Look at those shorts.
Yeah. These girls brought it with the wardrobe. I have to give them that. Like, we didn't go over anything really wardrobe wise much. Mm-hmm.
No, they knew what to wear.
I think Lefrahat did have a cat suit she didn't wear that was pretty hot, but I mean, the outfit she did wear was just smoking. Yes, these cutaways are from like a bunch of different days.
I saw the bitch go back myself after we left. Oh my God, that's a fucking lie.
Yeah, I didn't realize like Bonzal was sitting like that because she had the script next to her. These guys were so lazy. Some of them. It's like they never did a movie. You could see the script a little bit sticking out by the pillow. It's like, why be this lazy? You're never going to be in anything else again. Because I remember Dinah was saying, like, oh, I've been on a set with catering and this and that. I'm like, good for you. But, like, after that catered movie, you did this and nothing else.
She was the caterer.
She put her
It's like if you're not, I mean, like, they never went anywhere, none of them. I think a few of them kept acting, but they were like extras and stuff. No one really gave him a chance to talk and act in movies.
See, she was one that we thought was, would be around.
Yeah, but she, I remember like she went to California with her boyfriend. I think she went after, but he was just like banging chicks all over the place when she got there. Then she came back with a tail between her legs, and she ended up getting married to like the first dude she probably hooked up with or something. But I remember shortly after she came back, I tried to get her in some other stuff, but then she ended up hooking up with some dude getting pregnant. She's like a mother now. Yeah. But I know she definitely went out to California to like chase the dream. But
they would have strung her up too.
Didn't work out. But if she didn't leave for California, man, I definitely wouldn't want to work with her again.
We thought she'd be around.
She was cool.
She was. She was a cool chick.
Because these two were both super hot. They both did nudity. But she was cool, and Grimond was a headache. And it was like, yeah, like great, Grimond. She's hot for this movie, but. Javon is someone we could put in future movies. Didn't work out that way.
It's like we say all the time, they usually have a very small window where you can catch them right there and you get some good stuff. And 3 months later, they're married with kids.
Yeah, she got knocked up really quick after this. Similar to Dominique, another girl that was in the fold. That was super cool, and we thought we could work with them. She got knocked up shortly after we worked with her.
Yep.
Just became a mother, and that was it.
Emmanuel's old dealer, and that she's the one that seen them together.
You thought this chick was cool. And
I liked her too, but there was something. I can't. I mean, after we were done with it, there was some change of heart with her or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, she was a dominatrix, so I thought she'd be cool with everything, and then she started being real prudish. I was like, all right, fuck it, let's just go our separate ways. Then remember, I think I was biking or jogging in Prospect Park, and then I got a random call from her. She was like, no, I'm cool, I'll do it. And then she did it, but then after the movie, like, you never heard from her again. She was real prudish about, like, even trying to promote it. I think I gave her a buzz, like, a while back. I'm like, hey, you want to come to the podcast, do different things to promote the movie? She was like, no, thanks. I said, oh, fuck me too. Haven't done shit since. Wonder what she's doing here.
Showers.
Drugs?
Oh no! Could be.
Yeah, that's the thing about this movie, man. There's a lot of speeches and like a lot of backstabbing, like alliances and different things like that. But you don't go too long without drugs or sex or nudity or something.
We haven't had that many lesbo scenes in our movies either. So this was a good one.
Yeah. Usually any lesbian stuff involves like a three-way or something.
Yeah.
I think there was this and the kiss in House of the Damned.
Yeah.
Where did you glass? I don't want to hear about that time of the month.
I wonder what she's up to these days.
She went to California.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. I randomly saw her in an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was I don't know if she had a line or not. She was just she was like on screen, but may have had one line or something.
Why but are you still here?
Aside from that, I think she did a couple hit short movies. That was it. But she did go to LA to like pursue her.
The Hollywood Shuffle.
She did the Hollywood Shuffle. I mean, I wish all these people well. I mean, it would be to our benefit if some of them did something. Because I'd like to be one of those guys that were like, who like had a Madonna movie and was like, yeah, Madonna. Madonna's like in 5 minutes of it and sell some DVDs. Like that.
Who's this guy?
I don't know. He's just like the girls. He just, I think, showed up once and got the part and never came back. Yeah. I think I was going to bring him into the, when I think we were going to do A Deadly Affair. But he didn't want to get rid of his cornrows. I'm like, yeah, I want you to play a lawyer. But, you know, you can't have the cornrows. And he was like, no, I can't get rid of my cornrows. I'm some actor. But yeah, he had a lot of energy for this. He was a good fit for this role.
It's like the guy in the right here, barely staying awake. He was into it.
No one of these pimp, these hoes are taking over. These are the pimps.
These hoes are out of pocket. They gotta do something quick. Dude's giving a whole little pep rally here. Trying to fire people up.
Win one for the Gipper.
Like 3 weeks ago, man. Fucking laying niggas the fuck out. Bodying motherfuckers, man. Instead of talking about laying fucking low, hide from a pope, man. Fuck a popo. What the fuck, man?
Yo, wow. This
bitch has got you petrified, son?
Let's see what he does.
I ain't pet, nigga. I just gotta think this shit's smart, man. Yo, just watch how you talk to me, man.
Oh, man, Jeff should have played this part. Oh, God.
I'm the king, bitch. Talk to your monkey ass any way I goddamn motherfucking will. Sorry.
That should have been Jeff Hero. You need somebody who could take more, you know, more. Let us assume the guy's gonna take this kind of shit.
No, he doesn't. It feels like he's acting.
I'll knock your ass right the fuck out. That's what I'm gonna do. What's really good right now, man? Yo, you want some? Come on, some.
Oh, whoa.
Show motherfucking proof. Man, both of y'all niggas need to shut the fuck up. Both of y'all acting like some real motherfucking bitches right now. Now let's go down there and peel their motherfucking caps back. You dig?
No.
Oh, man. This is a wild movie, man.
It's on.
Sound like Donkey Kong. Oh, never did wear the cat suit. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I didn't notice it before.
Haven't you ever heard the phrase, it's easier to catch bees with honey than with vinegar? Don't you think we'll get a lot further with them if we treat them like real people?
Good point.
Listen. Yeah, a lot of good points in this movie.
If you've got a problem with the way I manage things, why don't you...
Uh-oh.
I love that look.
I'm telling you, man, she's a cartoon character.
She's good.
Yeah. She's really good. She has a face made for close-ups.
Yeah.
You grimy ass niggas are somewhere
where you're
not wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
going
to before any of you get hurt.
Did somebody say something? Or am I... hearing voices.
What, nigga?
Oh, whoa, she put hands on a nigga.
Now it's getting real.
Little fucking bitch.
Oh, God.
She's, man, that's just spicy here.
I know. God damn. This is a good movie. I could see why this was like our one breakout movie of the first group.
Y'all did you see me? Y'all bowed out and kissed the motherfucking wrist. Y'all bitches wanna run around here selling your pussies? That's our job. That's what the fuck we do.
My turn. Your turn. Big talk, man. I love this shit talking.
Wow.
To me, the best part are the people not talking, the faces they make. It's like a superhero showdown.
Oh,
This isn't bad considering there's like no choreography for any of this.
So they're just gonna attack the women. That's gonna make a point, I guess.
Oh man.
A little knife like that.
Just fucking blade to stop us.
You better run, your fucking chicken shit, coward! Pull the bitch now,
motherfucker! Pull the bitch now! Oh, man. Oh, that was a lot.
That was wild. Oh, man. One of the wildest scenes ever.
Yeah, that was wild. I think we got that on like one take too. Yeah. I don't know if he did multiple takes though.
I think was that even scripted?
Yeah, it was definitely scripted because I remember writing those lines. No, it was scripted fully, but it wasn't like it wasn't blocked or choreographed in any way. All the facials, the action. That's pretty much on the spot. But yeah, the facials in that scene is just amazing. They gotta kill this nigga eventually, man. How many times are they gonna be chasing and beating him up?
It was a good workout, so.
Oh my god, I was really exhausted.
These scenes take a lot, man, because like you're up all day doing your normal things and then get somewhere, get everybody together at those shoots.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, those running.
Some of these things are like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning we're doing.
Yeah.
Just as rusty as this one. Sometimes it takes 7 or 8 tries to cut someone's head off.
We made it to the basement finally.
When you can kill someone like that, you know your heart is black. You just have to go back there and hook up with those holes.
Well, I see the only one getting abused. The other pimps got off scot free.
Now look at you. And we leaned on your boy.
Are they gonna kill him here yet?
Yes.
Okay. Jeez, man.
And now it's over for your ass.
I'm not gonna behead him. That's a good way to do things. Rage. Oh my god. He finally got his, man. He's in a better place.
It couldn't be any worse. This was one of your models here.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure her and Nefra were the two that I probably brought in.
No, I think Nefra was acting first. She modeled for you, but that was after we brought into the ball for acting. Because I remember Nefra coming into Reed specifically for a reason.
Now, where's the rest of it?
I'll work my ass off for that money. It's mine.
I'm here to debate with you. It's the money or your life.
Fuck you. Fuck me.
Hard on them hoes.
I know.
No.
Here's your handsy, no. Billy.
No. No.
You know, to do just like Bill and Tits, man.
When you kill people in this movie, you kill them with so much anger, too.
He's a hate filled guy.
It is. It's a lot of hate.
He just has one dial, 10.
Check it out.
But this is another room we never really used again. There were so many rooms in this house that, like,
yeah,
we just hardly ever used.
Was it a guest room or something in there?
Yeah, it was a guest room on the in the duplex on the second floor.
Second floor. Okay, yeah.
It was a little corner room.
Yeah.
I don't think we hardly ever shot in here.
I don't remember ever going in here before.
Yeah. So savage. Here's your ascension to the top. No more crack for you. Pure cocaine.
And in our movies, when they do cold, people a lot. It's a mountain.
There's no chill with the coke. Damn. Yo, these girls had me so stressed out, I forgot how hot they all were. There were some bangers in this movie. But I didn't even think of that because I was just so, like, with their whole revolting thing, plus the stress of acting for the first time. I ain't focused on any of it, but they were all pretty hot.
Bitch, get off! You like it? Oh. You like that?
One of the few formulas, the first and last time we ever did a proximal
I think we could have got more out of it.
Oh, out of him.
Is because she was like such a headache coming into it. Like we didn't really go for more. But she was a dominatrix. I mean, come on. She could have done a lot more.
Busted. I propose a plan for us to start our own escort agency. You're crazy. Something like that is going to take away all the time and effort we need for
no bra.
Of spreading the word of the rebellion. That's exactly
what
did
these girls wear some of these outfits? I really wonder. Because the one time they did do an outdoor scene was like down the block from my house. And it was just a really short scene. And the cars were, the fucking cars like honking. That it was, we couldn't get through the scene. There's like three lines and just like every nigga driving by was just blowing his horn hollering. It's like, I don't know how they could wear these outfits anywhere and like make it 2 feet.
It's worth the risk.
They owned them.
That's true.
All of us grinding every night.
But yeah, the niggas were just going crazy. Because I think Nefru's were definitely wearing the cat suit. And then there were like a couple of girls with her, Marlene and someone else.
Only 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and yet still work. We have to focus on one thing at a time. We have to finish what we started. Follow through. It's not the time to be.
So many actors here who never met each other.
Well, at least you got the numbers up.
Yeah, it was just all about getting the numbers up. Just faces next to white walls. Who did that? Was it Adamson? There was some filmmaker who would like shoot actors and you just see the sky in the background. And it'd just be a bunch of close-up faces and he'd tilt the camera so you only saw like just the blue sky in the background. And sometimes it'd be different times of day and shit. Sometimes it'd be clouds, sometimes it'd be sunny. But all you saw was the sky in the background. They were all supposed to be in the same scene together. I think it might have been Adam saying. But yeah, we're talking about at least 3 or 4 days. Probably closer to 4 days of different shoots to cut that one scene together.
Yeah.
War.
Something she's not happy about though here.
No.
I mean, voyeurism escorts is happening, but she's just she's holding back on something.
She's scheming, man.
Pull out that flip phone.
Hey, back then it was cutting edge technology.
There was a certain councilman you had problems with. I think I found a way we can help each other out. You can eliminate my problem.
She's calling one of the cops?
Yeah, she's calling me. Because I have a problem with a certain councilman. And she wants to get rid of her to take the credit for her plans.
Nice.
It's like, yeah, that's a really good plan.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should be the one who thought of it instead of her. Get her out the way. Get me to do it so I get the councilman out the way.
After all, we are the smartest ones. And we have the potential.
Yeah, never had a pretty tight damn body. Jesus. Now she's like a soccer mom, right?
Smart people, they can talk you into doing something you wouldn't do.
The only thing that brings her down a little bit is her hair, but she said she went to get her hair done, but like she didn't have time because she had to get to set on time. And I feel really bad because she did have time because we made her sit around for hours. We just didn't plan out that first day well enough.
And we could have had that. We could have had a makeup person, a few things like that. But
yeah,
you know, we still were evolving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aside from that, man, she looked banging in this.
And your mother is a crack whore, spreading herself around the city to get her next.
But like, yeah, she was always pretty low maintenance as far as with the hair and makeup goes.
Right.
Even though her outfits were always like way out there, she never like did a lot of hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Anytime we saw her,
she was a very interested person. She, you know, I don't know, just hard to predict. When you see her, she just seems like a regular girl.
Mm-hmm.
Then you ask her to bring stuff like this, and it's like, where do you get all these outfits? Where does that even come from?
Listen, when she started telling me her personal stories, mm-hmm. these outfits make a lot of sense.
See, I didn't know her like that.
I didn't know her like that either. I only got to know her like towards the end, where we just weren't fucking with her, or she wasn't fucking with us anymore.
It gets real hard when no one understands.
Yeah, she was pretty out there.
Mm. And you're completely on your own. I vowed I'd kill myself from living this life. So why haven't you done it yet? Why did you insist on having two persons? You had autonomy over the entire revolt. I could have, but you see, we're flawed by nature. It's a cruel joke.
A lot of plotting and scheming.
It really is, man. There's a lot of stuff, man. A lot of like this social Darwinism going on here. I gotta take what you got.
Oh man.
Yeah, we definitely wanted a more plot driven movie there. So mm-hmm. you see a big rebound from Less for Vengeance.
We needed a rebound desperately.
Because that movie, finding the plot was tough.
Oh my God, finding anything was tough in that movie.
The characters, the character development.
There was character development?
Here we definitely tried to make that happen.
Yeah, here these conversations are leading to things. They're letting you know more about the characters. There's plot to follow. Lust for Vengeance, it was just like banal conversations that led nowhere and talking about nothing. And
what time do I have to be here?
I think this is this may not be the best movie we've done, but it's the closest to a real movie in a sense, in that like as far as like stripping away the full circle stuff, the stuff we like in movies, this is structure wise, length wise, as close to like just a standard movie as you're gonna get from us.
Yeah,
as far as with all the plots and the characters, the development, the subplots, the twists, the turns.
And the amount of people that we had in the movie too.
Yeah, the head count. There's a lot about this movie that's just like, you know, what you'd expect from anything else.
Yeah. Now, who did the score for this?
This was just more loops.
Oh,
okay. And we combined the loops with the music from True and Illa when we needed actual songs. But this was like garage band loops, jazz stuff.
It definitely doesn't sound as generic as the previous ones. I guess GarageBand updated their choices.
Yeah.
May have won a crowd.
She's so scheming. Can I guess? Walter. Oh, God.
You're right on time.
Yeah, of course. You gotta be.
Damn, man, these outfits.
Whatever you have.
Leave nothing to the imagination.
So he's the counselor.
Yes.
Oh, counselor. Okay. Yeah. Who would have thought?
Damn.
Look at this. Where do they get these outfits?
I'm telling you, man. Imagine her in this outfit anywhere.
Yeah.
You tell me dudes would just be like killing each other over her, man? Damn. At a beach, at a bar. Fuck. And this is it, man. Hot chick, willing to do nudity, sex scenes, anything. This is the only sex scene we got out of her. Her and Walter with a fucking blanket on. Oh my god. She was wanting to do full nudity, everything. This is the extent of what we got.
Yeah, her and Marlena got over easy on this movie.
Oh,
it would never happen after this. But this is what I've always said, is like this movie really did a lot for us in the sense that like we knew what we were never gonna let anybody get away with again. We knew how to line up our shots so we could get rid of problematic people. Like this was it. This was the movie that we learned from.
Yeah.
Because I think that a lot of our earlier movies were defined by a lot of the mistakes that we made and stuff that we had to deal with in production. This one, I think we balanced it out, but we just realized we had to do it up.
Yeah. We should have Big Blood in the scene. It added so much to it.
Don't, please.
The whole just acting or not acting in this movie.
Oh my god, no. Please.
You can kill her, but not me.
Whoa.
It's so like, please, no. But when they turn on him, it's like, whoa.
Listen up, sissy. Cleopatra's your boss now. Cleopatra? Who's Cleopatra? Fucking Nile, nigga. Apparently, she thinks you can add some political value to her new enterprise. So from now on, you're going to be seeing us on a need-to-know basis. If you're a good boy and do what you're told, you get fat envelopes like this. But if you're a bad boy, next time, it's going to be your wife, then your daughter, and then you. Come on, Simmons. Let's blow this joint for the flatfoot to arrive.
They are the flatfoots, aren't they? I love Walter's expression here. The money, the dead hooker, the money, the dead hooker. That sucks for you. It's a lot of money.
I can do this.
300, 400,
500. I'm afraid to say. Oh my God. Coco has been stealing our money, and now she has run off with all our savings. Oh, yeah, it's true. It's damn true.
All these girls. A lot of white girls showed up in there. Yeah. To my apartment.
It's funny how the extras look a lot different than the cast. It's a whole different look. Oh my god.
All white, all dressed conservative.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was such a grimy thing to do.
It's
like, come to this casting, get a lead role. By the way, you're all extras, but we'll still consider all your audition tapes for the parts we've already cast and shot.
Don't call us.
Just no sign money. Those release forms before you go.
We have to make up for all the money that we lost.
But yeah, they were needed, man. They were needed. Her. It wouldn't work at all. You know? We couldn't show her talking to no one.
That was numbers. That was also the situation we had with like gangs versus cults. We were never able to get the numbers that we needed.
Yeah, we needed numbers for them.
Because that movie was going to be, that would have been one of our best. But
that would have been our best for this time period. Yeah.
But we needed like enough people to have a full gang and a full cult.
We're never going to get that.
And then have like a rumble in the church.
That's never going to happen.
It's like, if we could ever do that.
That would have been the creme de la creme of these exploitation movies that we were doing. Mm. Man, it's not looking good for these hoes.
Nope. More envelopes.
More money of envelopes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Again, where would she wear this outfit? Fuck.
I don't know.
Christ.
Lord, look at her.
Oh, man. And too bad she didn't pan out.
For the scene she did. She panned out really well for the scene.
Oh, man. I don't even know if her or Grimond auditioned even. Maybe they did, but I just don't remember it. I just remember them being there and then just shooting that same day.
Mm-hmm.
She may have come back for one more day, but I think pretty much like one day we knocked out their stuff.
Yeah. She has talent. I'm not joking, man. There's real talent here. There's a lot of things right about her.
Yeah, there's a lot of white walls in this movie, man.
Yeah.
Watching it again, it feels like we just took like an empty apartment that was there for like a, what do you call those viewings? Is it what it's called? Home opens or something? Whatever it's called when you you're trying to sell the house. Open home or something.
Open house, yeah.
It feels like an open house that just like we just put some sparse furniture in and shot a movie in.
Yeah. Well, I think that's another thing we learned. It's like we need to have more versatility in our sets.
Yeah.
Because here we're still trying to minimize to what was available to us. You know, the one thing you don't want to do is like go and rent an expensive place and then have issues with the cast and people don't show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of variables there.
But yeah, I think this led to me painting my apartment. And then all the rooms were different colors after this.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely my apartment was blue after this for the other movies.
Yeah.
The other rooms were different colors too. Mm-hmm. It was just a sea of white walls. Which turned out better for this movie because all the close-ups, if they were like different colored walls, all the close-ups, it wouldn't work as well.
That was a good scene, but I think again could have got more of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't know going into it though.
No, we didn't. We were always trying to be a little more cautious and just get through things.
Yeah.
I can hit them. I am making more money than I ever made.
I think she was a real hooker.
She was.
Yeah.
At least I think I'm making more money. Sometimes I wonder where all the money be going to the cause.
Yeah, Javon going like commando here, no bra at all.
It's a woman's choice.
That's the thing about this thing movie, man. Anyone says we're being chauvinist by having these girls in these outfits, I didn't have anything to do with any of their outfits. These are all from their personal wardrobe that they chose to wear, that they brought to set. It's all on them with the wardrobe.
Well, having lived with a woman for a lot of years, I'll tell you, women buy a lot of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they buy shit that they just think it's cute, but they never wear it.
Mm-hmm.
And a movie like this can give them the opportunity to wear something that's been in their closet for 3 or 4 years that they've never worn before.
Yeah, I know we're joking about it, but honestly, I don't know where they would wear any of these outfits.
Probably not. I mean, a lot of stuff, they just go into these little lingerie shops. Oh, that's cute. And they just buy it and leave it in their closet. When the time presents itself, they put it on.
Mm-hmm. Because I've had a lot of women come to my apartment to either shoot or to cast. And some, they're just wearing like these plain outfits. And they talk about how much harassment they get like just walking from the subway.
Yeah.
I can't imagine if they're wearing stuff like this. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of that in like your old neighborhood where like you have castings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, girls would get shit harassed out of them just walking over to your place.
Even some of the pigs, they would just be like, I remember this girl wasn't even attractive. She was like some guy just ran up to me. She was asking for directions and he just took her phone and put his number in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stephanie was saying like cops were following her for blocks. Just
I remember her. That was a big one. Yeah. Her, she was talking a lot about that. Like, where do you live? You know, like, your neighborhood is safe and you don't have that issues, those issues over there. She's from the Bronx.
Yeah, she's
like,
from the Bronx. Yeah. Yeah, she was saying, like, even her uncle was trying to bang her a bunch of times. Some of these girls have, especially the hot ones. Yeah. It's just amazing, like, how aggressive dudes are with them.
Yeah.
Now get the hell out of my sight.
I remember one time I was like, I had a shoot at your crib and I was with these two models and I just was driving them to downtown Brooklyn. So I was heading into Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And just driving down Flatbush Avenue, there were like cars pulling up next to us, beeping, waving, yo. And I'm like, I'm in here with two girls. It could be my wife and my mom.
I remember you telling me that.
Dudes just didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And they can be just regular. And like these outfits, man, like.
Right.
I just, yeah, I don't know where they would get away with this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Back to the drugs.
It's a hard life.
It is.
Oh. Well, some of these Instagram models go through this shit. It, mm-hmm. After you eat up that camel hummus. Another rare, like, serious scene, but this is just my backyard.
Yeah. We just brought a light out.
Yeah. We got to the backyard of the house. I think we just brought out a light and just, we're just like, we got to do something outside. But we didn't want to have them wearing this on the streets. I mean, imagine if they were wearing this in public. Fuck out of here, man. But damn, man. I know I mentioned this before, but. Dinah's hot.
Yeah. No, I always saw that in her.
I never saw it.
Oh, yeah, dude. She had a body. The thing with her is, like, I don't know why, like, I guess she didn't want to do any nudity or anything like that.
I don't even know if I got into nudity with her. Yeah. I think she was always intended to be an extra. Get
the fuck out of here. We never should have let her go. Get off the hook with all her attitude and shit.
There were only so many, like, characters that could have a lot of dialogue and stuff like that and sex scenes. I don't know if I got into it that much with all of them. I mean, I'm sure I asked all of them. You know what I mean?
You gotta have a bitch fight in a movie.
Yeah,
you probably should have had a lot more. Probably now that we look back at it, like if we had to do this again, it would be way more chaos than this. We're having a lot of good script, a lot of plot, a lot of build up, a lot of character development. Mm-hmm. We're having a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Had we shot this like 6 years later, it would have been way more fuck scenes.
Oh my god.
Way more fights, way more chaos.
I don't know if there's a girl here who wouldn't have done a sex scene. Yeah. Maybe Bonzal wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. I mean, just a bit, I mean, they all wouldn't be like super like crazy, but I think Dinah would have done a sex scene.
Yeah.
I don't think Bonzal would. That's the only one. But Bonzal did nudity though. I think you girls might want to hear.
But you have to understand, this isn't about individuality. It's about
finding business course.
Was this a real company? We just took your shit.
This is a real company.
Oh, great.
It's a real phone number, everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're doing a promo for them. They can't get mad.
I came here because I wanted to be
back in the old days. You could just do this. They probably never find out.
No. No. Different day and age, man. Different day and age.
Good at lying there, taking it. Now here I am, making a living.
Now, do another sex scene.
Hated to love it.
Call me Poppy, bitch. Talk to me in Spanish. You're a fucking dirty spick.
Yeah. She got much more. In the future. That's the thing we learned about this. That we did. We still were in the mind frame of like practicing restraint at times.
Yeah,
we still did. She said, that disappeared from the trade-off.
But we can change.
Oh man, it changed.
There's no price too high to pay for the greater good. All hail Cleopatra.
It's a boss bitch. Oh, we got too long without a sex scene. She had a decent body.
She did.
You're late.
Oh, God. It's always the envelope. Same envelope, probably, in every scene, I'm sure.
You think we have the budget for more envelopes? Dude is always grabbing ass or tits in every scene he's in.
You gotta grab it. She's taking a lot of drugs in this
I know movie. she's the Sophia of this movie,
sure.
Where she just shows up and does drugs, does nudity, does a sex scene. If we had her for Lust for Vengeance, I feel differently about that movie.
Yeah.
If you just put her in that Sophia role.
And she's taking pills. I mean, she's doing a lot of
drugs. She really did vomit up those pills because she was taking a lot of that shit in her mouth.
For like 5 minutes. Yeah. A lot of 5 minutes. Zinc, whatever she was taking.
Yeah, it's a bunch of multivitamin shit. I love how they never take a realistic amount of pills.
That's the full circle part. Never a realistic amount of lines of cocaine. Or pills or anything. It's always. I mean, she's dead after this. Right? So, she can't make it out of this. Oh my goodness.
Oh man. So much growth.
Yeah. She's alive? How could it be?
It's funny how we talk about how we've grown as filmmakers. Lester Vengeance, we have a character that just shows up, does drugs, has sex, does nudity. This movie, we have a character that just shows up, does drugs, does nudity. They both combine for about 10 lines.
She can't be alive. That's wild.
I think with each take, we just ladder her up with more like lotion and shit on her body. Baby oil or something.
Yeah. Oh. Now's the time. Let's end it.
Oh, God.
Come on, you're boss, bitch.
As if the pills didn't kill her already. We gotta make it twice as bad. Oh, the suffering.
Here comes his last revenge color turns.
I remember she knocks this thing over.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Sean, good luck picking that up. Destroyed his bathroom.
A couple of crazy bathroom scenes in this movie. Got to keep that theme going. We use a decent amount of the house in this movie.
Shower?
You gotta take the top off.
You gotta do that.
Can't breathe. You gotta release that tension.
Well, we didn't really get a good shot of her breast in the fuck scene. So it's good to have. She's dead. Because you never know. her and the Illa character could be reincarnated. Who the hell knows?
And those funny is the same bathroom.
Yeah.
Yo, she died. Yeah, in this bathroom.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Hopefully people don't notice the way we shot it. Literally, the very next scene, we're using the same location.
Don't you think I knew she was trouble? The vision is in direct conflict with what is her. However, having her around.
We always like to have the slap in the movie, too.
Yeah. Yeah. The bitch slap.
By having the veil of God on our side.
I don't know if that was so much in our later movies, but in the early movies.
Ace smacked around a few bitches.
I always like that one good bitch slap.
Mm-hmm. I think Mandingo had a bitch slap. Catalina got bitch slapped. You know? House of Dam had a bitch slap. This had a bitch slap.
They almost died, must have.
Yeah, several. I look how they have the S&M gear on and they're whipping her. Do you think I'm some kind of sick sadist? Oh, this scene was a headache to shoot too.
Yeah.
She was like, well, you didn't have to keep me handcuffed in between takes and blah, blah, blah. I was like, God, is every scene going to be a headache in this movie?
You know the saying, the truth shall set you free.
So, unclip you, and then 20 seconds later, unclip you back. Okay.
They were tripping over everything, man. That first cast was a headache. Bonzal only became a headache afterwards, like, because we were able to get rid of her really, not Bonzal, Grimond. Grimond was a headache, but we got rid of her pretty quickly. But this first cast, man, they were a headache for the whole time.
Well, one of the issues is we needed her back to the second hit. And that's when I was like, Sean, this is going to be a problem. The second day was hard. You had to spend most of the morning convincing her to shoot.
It was insane.
That's what we said from that one day, we got to get it back. Because we didn't need her for much the second day. And for the amount of time she like annoyed you with those conversations.
It's just like a couple quick scenes.
Yeah, it's like you've done an hour and you want to spend 5 hours bitching about this.
Yeah. It took us a while to get that vibe of the burn. I remember like it would just not burn. We had to like douse it with kerosene.
Wasn't she topless in that scene?
Yeah.
Bonzo?
Yeah.
I didn't see
it. Oh no. The scene's not over.
Okay.
It was long, so we cut this scene in between.
Oh, okay. I don't seem to remember her going topless.
Yeah.
If you must know, pig, I'm headed back home to North Carolina. My mom's just thinking I'm gonna go down there and take care of her.
You're warming my heart. But you're not going anywhere. Except back in those streets, turning more tricks. What is Cleopatra?
No,
shit. I put in all my goddamn time for the week and pay all her fucking taxes.
You just don't get it to me.
No, I don't, nigga. But ever since Leo became the fucking sole leader of the revolt,
disrespect.
That is disrespect. She needs some learning.
She's only a woman when it's convenient for her to be one. She doesn't give a damn about you, your mother, womanism, or your asinine revolt.
You were hard on her. Yeah.
She rolled with the punches, so I just let it all hang out.
Yeah.
Ass.
I think at this point I was like, what can I do to her at this point? I already like hit her with my gloves. I shoved money down her mouth. I think I licked my hand and rubbed her face or something.
Because
like during all the dialogue, I'm like, what can I do at the end of this scene? It's like that would top the last scene. That's the only thing that was going through my head as I was doing this.
What asshole?
Dirty little bitch.
You and her have great chemistry. Should be a whole movie with her, like husband and wife.
Oh god. There we go. There's the top of the scene. I remember it took a while to get this thing on her nipples. I think I've seen this in a
to get one of her nipples.
This extension cord.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, it just kept cutting away to her hands because the actual scene took forever.
Yeah,
I think I'd seen this in a Ruffy or something. Mm-hmm. Somewhere I saw this. Because mm-hmm. the baby all kept making it slide off.
Right.
Tough to get it on.
That's great. One of our more creative deaths. One of our more creative death scenes right here.
Yeah.
No wonder why
she's elaborate.
No wonder why she hated your death.
if it took us like an hour to get those things on her nipples just to throw a bucket of water on her, I guess I could see why she was upset in hindsight. Some chick playing with her nipples for like 20 minutes.
It's the best thing she's ever done for her acting career. Best scene.
Yeah. I just remember being down there forever trying to get that shit in her nipples.
The littlest things you don't anticipate sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, wrapping an extension cord around the chick's baby all the lathered nipples. Is that chick Irish or something? It's a pretty diverse cast. To make up for the money that Crystal admitted stealing. In addition, today everyone will work a double shift. Crystal will be
no exception. Things are, conditions are getting worse. Now they're doing double shifts.
Oh, hell, the Apache.
These girls, man. No idea what movie they're in.
Who here hasn't killed someone?
What a question.
Friends, enough. Only just 2 years ago, I was in a cheap motel just having turned a trick for a crab rock. I was a streetwalker, part of the underbelly of society. The scum of the earth.
Man, that's what she thinks of her women?
I rose to power through will.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think 90% of everything in these women's wardrobe that they brought here, they didn't wear anywhere else.
Just things they probably picked up at like a lingerie store or some costume store, thought it was cute and just left it in their closet. We said, hey, wear something skanky. It's like, oh, look at this. I haven't, never worn this yet.
Yeah.
Some of these things are very weird.
Yeah.
The women always have like hundreds of things in their wardrobe they've never worn.
Mm-hmm. Even stuff like this, where it's just not even that skanky, but it's like, where would you wear that?
Yeah, unless it was like a Halloween costume or something. Which she wore. Just kept it, but yeah. Women keep a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. Guys, we pretty much buy what we wear.
Yeah.
We don't usually have a lot of stuff sitting around that we don't wear.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's sitting around for too long, we don't wear it, we throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
But women tend to compile. They like to have something for any occasion, mm-hmm. even if it's only an occasion in your head, that like, maybe one day I'll need this, so let me just buy it.
Yeah, maybe the joy is just the shopping.
Yeah.
New York City is just the starting point. I already have agencies in Rochester, Buffalo, and Syracuse.
Great places. Rochester's a dream. She's really making moves. Today. He's buying it?
I don't think he's much of a thinker.
Be a cop and a hooker. Could become mayor, chief of police, and a millionaire puppeteer. Who knows? To who's going to one day lead us to the promised land? A toast to our future president.
Hail Cleopatra.
Oh, God. And it with a Bible burning.
The pimp should have just came in, had a big brawl, and finished it off that way.
Finish it off with sequel bait.
Yeah.
We're back, motherfuckers.
We ain't going nowhere.
Look for Hookers in Revolt 2 coming on DVD.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's a wild one.